We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Welcome to Good News for You with Lowell and Connie Lundstrom. Join them for music and a message that will inspire and change your life.
Everything you need is in Jesus. Maybe we have come here just in time. We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lowell Lundstrom.
And I'm Connie.
And we've got good news. In a bad news world, we're glad to have great things to share with you.
I'll tell you, this world needs someone. Someone to show it the way. It needs the one who is the Lord. Rain forevermore. I've been a-looking for that day. When the blind man's gonna see, and the poor man's gonna be as rich as a millionaire. The lame are gonna walk again, and suffering shall end, and every man will be free. I'm a-looking for the day when every man shall say, I love you, brother, here's my hand. The Lord's are gonna come again, and every war will end. I'm a-looking for the day he will be the Lord of the land. Oh, I'm a-looking for the day he will be the Lord of the land. That he's coming, then you should always pray. He may come while it is night. Make sure your heart is right, and keep a looking for that day. When the blind man's gonna see, and the poor man's gonna be as rich as a millionaire. The lame are gonna walk again, and suffering shall end, and every man will be free. I'm a-looking for the day when every man shall say, I love you, brother, here's my hand. The Lord's gonna come again, and every war will end. I'm a-looking for the day he will be the Lord of the land. Oh, I'm a-looking for the day he will be the Lord of the land.
I enjoy reading the newspaper, and in the Star Tribune this month, I picked up an article, Lowell, that says, Firestorm about heaven and hell blazes in blogosphere. An evangelical pastor's new book questions traditional Christian teaching. And Twitter is fueling the debate. Listen to this. In a book to be published this month, Pastor Rob Bell, known for his provocative views and appeal among the young, describes as misguided and toxic the dogma that a select few Christians will spend forever in a peaceful, joyous place called heaven, while the rest of humanity spends forever in torment and punishment in hell with no chance for any better thing. And then it goes on to say, Bell, 40, whose Mars Hill Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has 10,000 members. He's a Christian celebrity with engaging videos that sell by the hundreds of thousands. And his book comes as the evangelical community has embraced the internet and social media to a remarkable degree, so that a debate that once might have built over months in magazines and pulpits and radio instead has erupted at electronic speed. So now it's just a fervor. And then one last thing. Another person says, it is unspeakably sad when those called to be ministers of the word distort the gospel and deceive the people of God with false doctrine, wrote Taylor. This is a man by the name of Justin Taylor, and vice president of Crossway, a Christian publisher in Wheaton, Illinois. So, Lowell, this debate is going on at full speed about heaven and hell, and the young people of today really want to know.
Yes, we have so much equivocating where people say one thing and then change it. And young people are confused because parents are confused.
And I wonder, Lowell, have you ever thought, I mean, how many preachers have sermons on hell today?
You hardly ever hear a sermon on hell because that gives a negative tone to the service.
Right.
Repentance isn't something people jump around about.
It kind of gets quiet and people kind of contemplate, and it's not necessarily something they get excited about, you know, but it needs to be preached because it's every bit as real as heaven.
For many years, I've made a habit of reading the obituaries of local newspapers, but my heart has been touched by the sight of the faces of the deceased appearing from the pages. It's like they're staring out from the newspaper. I can hear them crying out, I want to live. I don't want to die. Why must I leave my loved ones and go to this place where I don't know anyone yet, or very few? Death robs us of our loved ones and friends. Our tears flow as we stand defenseless against this heartless foe. The Apostle Paul expresses this deep sorrow of humanity.
Here's what he says, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we were saved.
When we stand by the graveside of a departed loved one, the pain is almost unbearable. Paul says that even those of us who are saved and filled with the Spirit cry out from our loss.
And just today, Lowell, I heard on the internet we were informed of the death of a pastor right here in Minneapolis, in the suburb of Chaska. And I think he was an associate pastor, but passed away suddenly just a few days ago, 42 years old. So we never can count on tomorrow.
The question is, if a man dies, shall he live again?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus turned this question mark into a sentence of exclamation. Yes, the answer is. When Lazarus died, even Jesus groaned when he saw how much sorrow death had brought to the hearts of Lazarus' sister.
Yeah.
Mary and Martha. He saw their tears and heard their cries. And the Bible says Jesus wept. Jesus answered the supreme question at Lazarus' funeral when he shouted out, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Yes.
And he whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Wow, what a promise that is, Lowell. And then also the prophet Daniel also declared centuries earlier, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. How do we know whether or not we will live again? Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come forth. Then his dead friend appeared alive at the doorway of the tomb.
Jesus said, the Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord, and I have authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it again. And we need to remember the enemies of Christ did not kill him. Our Savior laid down his life as a sacrifice for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the power and authority to rise above the tomb of death, to come forth alive. Jesus promised, because I live, you will live also.
And talking about heaven, wow, here's an old classic song that you'll remember.
Victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon his rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
The supreme question is, if a man dies, shall he live again? God answered this by raising Jesus from the dead and by exalting him to his right hand in heaven. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Let me add, we should say, let not your heart be troubled or disappointed or having problems. And if you believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The supreme question is answered by our supreme Savior. Yes, we will live again, united with Christ and our loved ones in heaven and eternity forever. Hallelujah.
How wonderful, Lowell.
It is. This is something you'd read about in a storybook, but it's true.
That's so exciting. And if you want to read about heaven, be sure to click the special offer button and you'll get this book, Encountering Heaven and the Afterlife. And if you're not prepared to go to heaven, Lowell and I would like to pray with you right now. Because today, right now, you can invite the Lord into your heart as your Savior.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. We love you, Lord, and we want to bring you glory. And I pray you'll be with this one who's going through a discouraging time. Help this one to know that there is a heaven and there is a wonderful reward to be shared. We praise you, Lord, for that. And we want to be a witness of your grace. So give us joy and gladness. And we thank you that you've answered the supreme question of life. The question is, shall we live again? The answer is yes.
And
yes and amen.
Yes.
Well, that wraps up our program today, and if you'd like to hear us and be with us again, tune in next week. We'll bring you the good news again.
Many people are blessed every day as they receive Lowell's Daily Power Thoughts. It's a daily devotion, and so many people just get strength and courage for the day by listening to your daily devotion. So all you have to do, friend, is click on Daily Devotions for Busy People. And then we have a frontline report that we put out every month. Has stories and messages from Londa and from Lowell and a letter from myself. A lot of people find this very interesting. And if you'd like to get our frontline report, just click on that. And we just look forward to visiting with you every week. God bless you. Lowell, can we pray again?
Go ahead.
Father, I thank you for this friend that's listening in. I pray that you would bless them, Lord. I pray that you would just watch over them, protect them. Whatever prayer request is on their heart, whether it's for a loved one or for a financial situation, if they need healing, Lord, whatever it is, you're more than sufficient and you're more than able to meet all of our needs. So, Father, bless this person. Bless this friend of ours today, I pray. In Jesus' precious name, answer their prayer needs. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
Lowell and Connie encourage you to email or write with your prayer needs. They will pray for you and believe for the answers. God has answered so many of their prayers over the years. They believe in standing on the promises of God and want to stand with you in believing for the miracles you need.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good. God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
This is G. Douglas Gilmore, thanking you for listening to Good News for You.